For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I would say with the running backs, like Eckler's got a little more juice than people might think left. And, you know, the nice thing for them is that it, like, fits. Like, with what they already have, where Brian Robinson has, like, sort of a contrasting style. And, like, that, you know, and Dan Quinn obviously knows B-Rob pretty well, having been in the NFC East. He knows how physical a runner he can be. So the two of those guys can play off each other nicely. And I would not be surprised if we see them on the field together a lot. And I think with Eckler, like what you want to go back and look at Cliff's offense in Arizona. Look how he used Chase Edmonds. I think that's sort of going to be the vision for Austin Eckler, which is exciting if you go back and look at some of Chase Edmonds' stuff.
That was Albert Breer of MMQB fame, SI's Albert Breer, on the show yesterday. He had met with the Commanders, spent some time with the staff and players in Ashburn this week. But one of his big takeaways leaving camp was that Washington really likes its running backs, which shouldn't necessarily be a surprise because they've talked about this from time to time. In fact, Cliff Kingsbury was on a podcast with Diana Rossini of The Athletic, and she asked him something along the lines of, you'll hear the clip here, there's a little music behind it, which is always super annoying, but she asked him about the vision for the offense. Like, what do you envision? What do you see? And he started with the running backs. I think that that's telling. Not that he said he likes guys. Of course, the coordinator is going to say that, Danny. But what do you envision for your offense? His answer began with how much he likes his running back.
What is a Cliff Kingsbury offense going to look like in Washington? In your dream scenario, what are we going to see on Sunday?
Dream scenario is everybody stays healthy.
That's a good start. It's always a good start.
We're still trying to figure out what we are exactly. You know, we want to play to our strengths and maximize the personnel we have. I really like the running back combination with Austin and B-Rob. They complement each other well. And then getting Zach here as a tight end, who's the quarterback's best friend, has been good. I mean, Terry McLaurin is tremendous. You know, so starts with good pieces and have some other guys step up and we'll build it from there.
Brian Robinson, Austin Eckler. Here's what I like. Complimentary is the right word. And they seem to, I like the tandem. I like how they're going to play off each other. Robinson, Thunder. Eckler, I'm not going to call lightning, but I think he does a lot of the things you don't think of as Robinson doing. They're also very different body types, right? Eckler, small, shifty, more diminutive. Now, he's powerful, packs a punch. But Robinson is a big, thick, battering ram. I think he got a shot to have a really nice A-B tandem here that you can keep both of them fresh. They can both do whatever you ask. I think they're both capable of being three-down backs, but they're going to spell each other. This could be a really legitimately healthy situation.
I tend to agree. So let me just get a couple things off my chest, if I may. People have this romantic vision of a complementary backfield. It's actually not that special unless they're able to be in the game at the same time. And here's what I mean. For so many years, you have a first and second down running back, a large guy, thumper between the tackles. He's downhill. Enter the third down back. Here comes Chris Thompson. Here comes J.D. McKissic. We've done that before. That's not special, right? That's a normal situation. What I want is unpredictability. I want a Brian Robinson. As you saw last year, he's able to do it. You can throw to him on early downs. 2 years ago, he caught 9 passes for Scott Turner, which is comical. I think probably 6 or 7 of those were screens. Last year, 36 receptions, including a couple great plays where he's running after the catch, catching Sam Howell balls and going down the field. So complimentary is only good if there's still some mystery. If one guy's in early and he's a thumper down between the tackles and the next guy comes in, it's a, you know, he's either pitched to the outside or you're throwing to him. There's no mystery there. The defense can account for that easily. You need to be able to keep them on their toes and keep them honest.
But that's what I like.
And I think that's what we have here.
Both can do both.
Yes.
Like Robinson proved last year. I still go back to my first week at camp last season when the Bieniemy operation in Shebangas. And he was out there catching a million balls out of the backfield, in those drills.
He's going to catch it better than people think. Yeah.
I'm like, he's a receiver when you want him to be. Remember the Seattle game that you were talking about? Mm-hmm. Like two long catches, touchdown, completion. He could do that. Eckler also has always been.
He's great at it.
Full back, a complete between the tackles, inside, outside thumper. And he is, to your point, exceptional as a pass catcher. But I think the thing that they can hang their hat on is if one of those guys is banged up or something, the other one doesn't have to be spelled because I can't catch the ball or because I can't run between the tackles. Then you just get a little bigger workload at that point. I'm also interested in what they do the rest of the depth chart, if we could kind of round it out. So there's three other backs that are really getting any work right now. Chris Rodriguez, sixth-round pick by the Rivera-era Marty Party last year. He's going into his second season. Led the team in rushing yards per attempt last season. Jeremy McNichols, who this group signed this offseason, who played pretty well, I thought, in the first preseason game. And actually, Dan Quinn gave a big hug on the sideline at one point. You could kind of tell he was impressed or happy with what he saw. And then the other guy is Michael Wiley, who after watching the film, mm-hmm. Dan Quinn shouted out. He shouted out two players, one on defense, one on offense, and it was Michael Wiley, the college free agent, who got carries and popped a run out of Arizona in the first preseason game. So basically, I think it's a three-back competition to be the third back on the team between Rodriguez, McNichols, and Wiley.
And so early lead right now to me looks like McNichols. So just now, again, maybe that's based on usage. Maybe that's based on the fact that they brought him in. But it just sort of seems that maybe they're looking more for that than they are for another straight-ahead runner with some thump.
Well, I was going to say, it probably, well, we could know. We'd have a good idea as to who's going to be the guy they pick if we knew what they were looking for. Do you want a Brian Robinson light? Because that's what Chris Rodriguez might be. Do you want a guy who's played in the NFL a bunch and you know you can count to like pick up a blitz? I don't know if that's a strength for Jeremy McNichols, but I'd imagine to have gotten 50 carries and to have caught 11 balls, you know, done some of the things that he's done in the past in the league, that you probably, I mean, he had a 28 catch season as an example. You don't catch 30 balls for a couple hundred yards in the NFL if you can't help in pass pro, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe because he can give you the Eckler, like, are you looking for Eckler's backup or are you looking for Robinson's?
You know my answer.
I think, well, I know what you want. Yeah. But I'm saying that.
What they're looking for.
Like, to me, Rodriguez is more of a Robinson, mm-hmm. probably without some of the ability to catch the ball. McNichols is more of an Eckler, but I would say he has a better chance to also be a running back, a guy with 90 career carries, than Rodriguez has to be a pass catcher. So maybe because his secondary skill is a little better, maybe that's where he has the lead. And then we just don't know as much about Wiley. We just haven't seen enough of him.
I think what sort of went in doubt, I'm going to default to, did the old regime bring him in or did this one?
Dude, I keep coming back to this. I think a lot of the Rivera draft picks are going to get cut. The first rounders are in trouble, it seems like.
Yeah.
The guys in the third and fourth round, it was good knowing you.
Right. Shots across the bow in a lot of cases. Now, there's some guys like Dyami Brown who seem to be more in favor now than they were then. So there are exceptions
That's
to the
short
rule.
List.
But exactly.
There's a lot more Braden Daniels is.
Yeah.
That are just buried on the depth chart, not getting opportunities.
So again, maybe it's an early tell. Maybe it's, you know,
when's the last
false
time you
snow?
Heard Ricky Stromberg's name?
It's been a minute.
Center, third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Last year. You don't hear his name at all. That's not good.
Totally right. If you're a member of the Stromberg clan, you're right. So my guess is McNichols. I mean, I'm hoping that they sort of understand here. Obviously, being able to run the football is important, especially when it comes to protecting the young quarterback. But to me, what's more important than that is keeping him protected, giving him safety valves. That means a lot of Eckler. And then that Eckler-style skill set, right? Where if he needs to stand for blitz pickup, I want that in shotgun. And if he can leak out and be another option as a safety valve, I want that. That to me is probably more essential than anything else. That's a direct relationship with that young quarterback. And you notice when Kip Kingsbury was given his what kind of offense are we, who do we have, the names he mentioned, Terry McLaurin, the tight end spot, and then the running backs, right? It wasn't like we're going four wide, give him a bunch of opportunities, and we're going to sling it. Well, not that he would give that away, but you know what I mean? This was we're building one outside and kind of the old school triplets mentality, right? Of you think of those great Dallas Cowboy teams, you know, Emmitt Smith and Novacek and Irvin. That's sort of far, middle, near type, you know, offensive design with other guys sprinkled in. I think that's kind of how they envision it. So to me, that would sort of lead me to believe a pass catching running back is more to premium.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.